girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, you know what? You should try to smile more. It's the second best thing you can do with your mouth.
Oh, screw you.
Want to know what the first is?
No.
After he says that, just do your best to not stand there in stunned silence and tell him that he's a modern-day Shakespeare. And then give him the number to the loser line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, what's up, sexy? From the gym. How you doing? I just give you a call so I can see what we can hook up later on tonight, you know what I'm saying? My boy is DJing at a club, and I thought, take a little special somebody to come have some fun with me, and then maybe we can do a little something afterwards. So, you know what I'm saying? Give me a call when you get this. My number is, and maybe we can hook up later, and you know.
Next message.
You know.
Dude. I hope in real life his voice is like really high and kind of scratchy.
I know. Yeah. It's like guys in the sexy voice. It's not sexy.
You don't
bros.
Have to turn on a different kind of voice when you leave a voicemail. Just be yourself, yeah.
Hey, sexy.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, it's me from the gym, and we're going to do you know. Listen to my voice. You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Remember, if you want the number for the loser line, all I have to do is text the word loser to 78592, and we will send you that number you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead and leave us voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, this is Tim. I'm going to be at my mom's house all day, but I'll have my phone on, so give me a call back. I'll probably call you when I leave, or if I don't hear from you, I'll send you a text, or you know, we can figure that out. But great, okay.
Next message.
What happened at the end there?
It's just that sigh that's like.
Most of it was.
I ruined this.
It was still kind of weird, like I'm gonna be at my mom's house all day, but just that little moan sound he made at the end was bad. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey. Here, I don't know if I mentioned last night, I'm actually a really, really good cook, and I was thinking maybe you should come over, and I'm gonna cook you dinner. You know what? Yeah, it's a date. I'm gonna cook you dinner. So get back to me, and let's set this thing up. I'm gonna cook you dinner.
Next message.
He's been reading The Secret a little too much. If I say it's gonna happen.
You know what?
I love when people like ask you out and then answer for you. That's good.
The good news is our chef called back.
Oh.
Here's his second message.
Next message.
Hey, again. Still haven't really heard back from you, but I went to the store anyway.
No.
Lamb chops is what we will be having with a side of asparagus, and I can't wait to make some dinner for you, so call me.
Next message.
You know
I'll tell you what.
I actually believe that there's a girl out there going like, dang it.
Yeah.
Lamb chops sound delicious.
He definitely didn't get a call back because he called the loser line, but at least he had a good meal. I know that because it sounded really good.
Yeah. Somebody missed out. Misjudged that loser line.
Remember, if you want the number of the loser line, just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who's undesirable that's hitting on you so they can call us and leave us a voicemail instead like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's Ben. We met at the gym. I had a great time talking to you. You're a really cool gal. I wanted to see if maybe you want to hang out. Maybe you want to maybe do something fun. But I got to be completely honest. I got to hit my steps this week. I've been slacking off, and I got to hit them. So anything we do, it's got to be active. It's got to be up. It's got to be out, and it's got to be about. So if you want to go out, that's awesome. But we don't want to really be sitting down. We can go to the park and power walk and talk during that. But here's the thing, like, if we're going to do that, you got to make sure that you're there with me every single step of the way, shoulder to shoulder. If you fall behind, I'm not going to come back for you.
What?
All right? I know that it may seem like I'm being, you know, harsh or rigid, but you got to understand, like, that's my life, all right? I'm about that life. I'm about that fitness life. That's my deal, and that's how I operate 24/7. I'm always at this height. I'm always trying to strive to get to the next level. You know what I mean? So if you want to get on board the B train, all right, I'm the conductor, and it's not making any stops. It's going straight through. Toot-toot. That's the B-train leaving the station.
Next message.
Wow.
Sorry, B-train. You got the number to the loser line.
That's too bad. I feel like I should follow B-train on social media for my inspirational quotes of the day.
I wasn't sure where that was going at first. Like, I got to hit my steps. I was like, oh, is he in a 12-step program? Like,
oh, I didn't even think about that.
I
got to
let you know we can't go out for it. I can't be around any bars or anything. I got to hit my steps. But he actually wanted to literally just get to the right amount of steps on his pedometer. So that he could feel like he was working out while he's dating.
And I like how he's just going to leave her behind.
Yeah, right. Screw you.